Got it, Rex.
Good afternoon, Tony. It's Geordie Russell. How are you?
Yeah, good. Yourself?
Very well. I've just replaced my aircon belt and I've worked out what actually caused it to explode.
Are you pulley seized?
Nope.
Yep.
Nope, my harmonic balance has exploded.
Oh, has the layer come apart?
Yeah. So I turned it on to make sure the tension was okay and suddenly everything was wobbling like crazy.
Yeah, right. All good. I'll order one for you.
Thank you.
Easy.
also, I've bought brake lines. You don't need to have those on the thing if you're ordering them in.
That's right. I've got them here anyway. If you've got them, we'll just fit your ones. That's easy.
Yeah. Hell do ones that they colour pink, and that seems too appropriate.
Nah, fair enough. Yeah, Hell does a few different colours. All the Goodridge ones are just silver.
Yeah. The option of pink seemed too good to avoid, so...
Yeah, why not? In the can.
Exactly. Nah. Okay. And that's not a prop. That's not going to be too bad, is it? Installing a new harmonic balancer?
No, that's easy. No, we just need to pull the belts off, and then it's probably about half an hour worth of work.
Ripper. That's easy then. Okay, thank you for that. I will see you on Monday.
All good. Easy. So just to confirm, you're saying so the harmonic balancer in the middle is still attached, but then the outside rotates, yeah?
It wobbles like hell. It still rotates, but it's just falling off.
Yeah, but it's just the outside layer. The middle's still solid, yeah?
Yes.
Does that make sense? Yeah. Yeah, nah, easy.
The rubber or whatever it is in the middle.
Yeah, it's like a glue-lined rubber thing.
Yeah. It may well be the original one. Who knows?
Probably is, yeah.
Because it hasn't been used much since it was imported to Australia.
No, all easy. I'll see if I can get you a brand new one. Otherwise, we'll probably have a second Andy here for you.
Okay. And there's no upgrades, updates, et cetera, et cetera?
You can get an ATI dampener, which is like a fluid-filled... Sorry, those ones that have elastomer bands in them. So that's for, like, race engines and that sort of thing. So you can put one on your car if you like. They're just quite expensive. They're, I think, $800 or $900 for one.
And the normal one's a couple hundred bucks?
Yeah, I think the OEM one's a couple hundred bucks.
Okay, cool. Let's not bother with that then, because
yeah,
it doesn't seem like it's going to be worth it.
Yeah, the OEM ones are pretty decent. For anything that's like a reasonable power level, I'd say, you know, up to 300 kilowatts.
The upgraded ones are stronger rather than lighter or anything else.
No, they're actually heavier.
Okay.
Yeah, they're heavier, but they are better at absorbing all the harmonics. So they're designed to absorb all the harmonics, whereas the factory ones, you know, they're designed to do that, but to, you know, a certain level without spending crazy amounts of money on them.
So the expensive one would be better.
Yep, definitely.
Just at getting rid of some things, but it's not night and day.
No. You'll notice zero difference. It'll be just engine sort of longevity, if that makes sense. If you're spending big bucks on like a race motor or like a nice, you know, forge motor, I'd be saying 100%. If you're going to spend money, spend more and get the dampener. Otherwise, a stock car is not going to die from a stock dampener. Like anything, we've run these stock dampers up to like, you know, 300, 350 kilowatts, and the cars have been fine.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I probably won't bother them. That's easy. Would you please order in a stock one for us?
Yeah, 100%. I'll get that on order for you.
Okay. The other question is, I take it I probably shouldn't drive the car much?
I probably wouldn't in case it decides to shoot the dampener off the front and, you know, send it out the bonnet or something crazy.
Okay, that's easy.
Yeah,
I will.
They'll be spinning quite fast and they're quite heavy. It'll do some serious damage. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. Okay.
Nah.
Does that mean I should be sending out on a truck?
How far are you driving from?
45, 50 minutes.
Oh, fuck.
We're fourth on.
Maybe send it on a truck. Maybe the safer option, just in case it does decide to let go on the way here. And then, you know, you're spending a lot more than just a dampener and a tow.
Yeah, that's fair. Well, I've got RACV.
Yeah, perfect. So, just get them to send it over. Yeah, I'd be, yeah, definitely sending it on a truck instead of risking the dampener flying off the thing.
Okay, I'll do that, and that's easy. Thank you for the advice. Would it be easier to send on? Because if I try and send it on Monday morning, it's going to take forever.
No, send it on Friday if you like.
Okay, ripper. I'll organise it for Friday.
Yeah, done. Perfect.
Okay, thank you for that. I will talk to you when you've got news. Oh,
easy.
The other thing is, we are pretty seriously considering going to leaking ahead and putting the 12 brand nitrons on it.
Yep.
Would it be possible to have a chat to your tech about what you would want and what we could get from them?
Yes, so we have the guy that we use is actually the nitron dealer. I probably told you that last time, didn't we?
Yeah, you did. That's why I'm asking. So
yep.
He doesn't work there, you just work with him.
Yes, so he's an engineer. So he does all our trackside engineering stuff.
Okay, sweet. That's the right person to talk to. I like that.
Yeah, so you can either speak to him or Alec. They're both great with that side of stuff. Alec knows a lot more than you probably expect.
No, I expect him to know a bloody lot.
Yeah, yeah.
I expect most of you guys to know heaps. If I've got a stupid question, you've got a decent answer to it most of the time.
Yeah, they're not stupid questions, but, we're going to answer
most times they are, but...
Nah, it doesn't matter. Yeah. I'll have a chat with Al, and I'll tell him that you're interested in some nitrons, and then I'll get him to talk to Rob, who's the nitron guy, and then we'll work out what to do from there, and, we'll get them to chat and work out what options best for you.
We probably won't do it for a little while, but particularly it's the three-way adjustable damping on the... I think they're called V3s that I find quite appealing.
Yep.
Because around town, the suspension is very harsh on little bumps, but on big bumps, it's fine. So high-speed damping for comfort.
No, fair enough. Well, I'll let Al know, and then I'll get him and Rob to have a chat. Obviously, not to order them, but just to see what's best option for you.
Yeah, what can we do and how?
Yeah, exactly. And then worst case, you might just have to come in and have a chat with Al in person.
Oh, that's easy. Well, I can probably do that when I pick up the car
or
something.
Yeah, done. Easy.
Yeah. All right, sweet. Thank you. Have a lovely day. And you'll see the car on Friday.
Yeah, perfect. Easy done.
All right, thank you.
All good. Thanks. See ya.
Bye.